Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar. Ami is the founder and the CEO of Multifunding, multifunding.com. Check that out. Ami, remind the audience what you do for your folks.
Thanks, Jim. We work with business owners and entrepreneurs across the country to help them figure out the best loan options and alternatives for their business and try to get them or keep them on the path to bankability.
You don't loan the money yourself. You just make the connections.
We're a broker. So we work to help them find the best sources for what's currently going on in their business and help them grow and evolve with their financing over
time. And he does it right, too, folks. I mean, he's the real deal. He's somebody you want to do business with. So check it out, multifunding.com. One of the things that I know that's on your radar is the notion that when someone makes a loan request and they get the approved, there should be a cooling off period, like when you buy a condo.
Well, let me dig into it, Jim. So,
all right.
Up to a couple of years ago, the fastest way to get money for your business or personally was a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You'd apply for a credit card online, you'd be approved, and if you were approved, in about 10 days, the credit card would arrive in the mail, and you could peel the sticker and activate it and use it. And for somehow, business and entrepreneurs managed to survive just fine with that. Now, in the age of since the Great Recession, in the age of the Internet, we have hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of lenders offering quote-unquote unsecured funds up to $500,000 in 24 hours, or as quick as 24 hours. And there's this huge industry and this huge sense of urgency that, oh my God, you've got to be able to get money in 24 or 48 hours, and that's applauded as a great technological innovation. The problem is that the quick money comes at an incredible price to the entrepreneur with completely untransparent terms. And so everyone in the business is trying to figure out how to compete and race with the 24 to 48-hour money, where it's really impossible to do anything but a very superficial underwriting.
Right.
And it's creating a lot of chaos, in my opinion.
So you're saying the reason I would be against the cooling off period, but when I say I'm against it, that presumes that the person borrowing the money knows everything they need to know about the lender.
Let me tell you, Jim.
If you're a business owner, and you make a decision to borrow money, And you borrow money from an organization that you have had an opportunity to vet and to do the due diligence on, then no one else, no government regulator should prevent you from getting that money when once that decision's been made. However, I don't think we need a cooling off period. I think we need a more open book scenario where the lenders have to give you the complete information about themselves.
And that might work fine also. I'll tell you a story, Jim. And this is, again, I'm not suggesting that the 10-day cooling off period is the perfect solution, but I think it's time we start talking about solutions and debating them so that we can elevate the debate. I had a borrower on the phone the other day who we had worked to get a loan offer for on a revolving basis at 18% interest.
Right.
And in my opinion, 18% is still high.
Okay.
We had a deal.
I already got a minute. Go ahead.
The offer. And you know what? He didn't want to do the work for the loan, which was about 3 or 4 hours work to get it done. And when I asked him how he was borrowing money today, he was borrowing it at 144%, and he had no idea.
Wow. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, people shouldn't be borrowing money at that. But it's their business. I'm always going to default to letting the marketplace solve its problems and keeping the government out.
Yeah, but right now the marketplace is creating chaos as we speak, Jim.
Yeah.
People are listening to this. Today there will be thousands of salespeople.
Well, but you know what? I still think the government is not the solution for that. People are going to just have to get burned, I guess. Hey, Amig, multifunding.com, right?
Multifunding.com.
Say, come back soon, Amig. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.